It's the Power FM Brekkie Show with Jules this morning, and I am so glad one of my favourite events in Ballarat is coming back this year from the 12th to the 14th of Feb. Rock Ballarat is going to be happening, and I am lucky enough to be speaking with Stevie Case, one of the organisers, right now. Stevie, how good is it that we're actually we'll be able to go through with the event this year?
I've got to say, Jules, that I'm absolutely stoked about this. It was a bit hit and miss, even up until the weekend just gone. We were almost looking at a scaled-down version of the event, and this after we've got a lot of our advertising out. So, yeah, we're extremely lucky. All the dominoes have fallen in place, and we are ready to go.
Now, obviously, with the COVID restrictions that have come into place with New South Wales and Queensland, you have had to make some changes to the event. So how will it look this year?
It's going to be a different event. For the most part, our events are still going to be the same as they were. So we're still going to have the bands, we'll have the pin-up competitions, we're going to have the burlesque, we'll have the trade stalls, we'll have a car display. But what we've had to do, unfortunately, and this is the saddest part, is the actual street party itself in Armstrong Street won't be going ahead this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had to do that because of contact tracing. So when you've got a big open street, you can't get everybody contact traced through the street.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is we've now moved everything over to the Civic Hall, and the Civic Hall has got this amazing space on the Dufton Street side that we can use for all of our trade stalls. We can put some bands in there and have some music and just create a nice little atmosphere there outside of the Civic Hall, and then moving all of our main events inside the Civic Hall for 2021.
I love that. So people will still be able to freely move around. They'll just have to obviously scan a QR code to get into that area. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So it'll be a gated area at the outside of the Civic Hall. So you'll be able to see it as you drive past, and you'll see what's going on. To get in, you are going to have to scan the QR code. However, that section will be free to the public.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and buy all your rockabilly fashion. You'll be able to get some food there. You'll be able to hear some bands and some rockabilly music and basically enjoy yourself there. And then the other events will move inside. So all of our main bands will be in the Civic Hall on the Saturday and the Sunday from about midday. And you'll be able to check out those if you've got the ticket.
And if people want to buy tickets to those events, what's the best place to go?
So if you can just visit our website. So it's rockballarat.com.au. You can also find the link on our social media. So you can check out Rock Ballarat on Facebook or on Instagram. We do only have the weekend pass available at this stage, and that's because we can only have a limited number of people in the Civic Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So we're selling those tickets, and once those are sold, that's it. The event is sold out.
Right.
We've sold around about 60% of our tickets already. So we've got 4 weeks now to go, and we're pretty close to being sold out.
Okay, so you want to get in quick for these ones then?
I would absolutely recommend, if you want to come and see the amazing bands, we've got bands like The Detonators, The Lincoln, Ditchy Fingers, Kid James, and those guys. If you want to check them out, absolutely get your tickets now.
All right, rockballarat.com.au is the place to do. So Rock Ballarat coming back to our wonderful town on the 12th of Feb, going right through until the 14th of Feb. Stevie Case from Rock Ballarat, thank you so much for having a chat to me this morning.
Jules, once again, thank you so much for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.